I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to help you over the hurdles of becoming a homeowner. Just a reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of homeownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Just to remind you, the toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or you can dial 855-487-3224. I believe it produces the same results. You also may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors tell us you can become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Sandy Carnback is here to tell us about what's going on at the Veterans Medical Assistance Programs, and Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg, sir, from Wounded Warriors of South Florida, has some cold, hard facts about the care of South Florida's returning vets. Then news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, he turns good news into bad news and bad news into good news with a stir of a paint stick. I think he's got something going on there. And this week's Our House segment covers some money-saving tips that could save you and help offset the price of rising food prices. I guess that's what that is. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody. Steve, how's your Saturday?
So far, so good. Here's what's going on today. Two local housing complexes are demanding to see children's report cards as a condition for residence. Apparently, the managers in charge got an F in discrimination laws because the Fair Housing Center is asking the judge to throw out those requirements. Further, they're asking for compensation for the agency, and if people who were subjected to those requirements step forward, they too could be compensated. So, should you buy a home or rent one? Well, as rental rates and home values escalate, that becomes a pretty important question. The answer depends upon where you live. We'll be examining just exactly where the break-even point is for some South Florida communities in order to help you to make a wiser decision. There's some very important legislation being considered in the Congress that will have profound effects on thousands of South Florida families. It's known as the Permanent Protection Tenants at Foreclosure Act. And unless Congress takes action, the PTFA is going to expire on December 31st, 2014. There is something you can do to help keep them moving. We'll tell you about it. We'll also bring you a heart-wrenching story about a homeless and unemployed military veteran who lives right here in Palm Beach County and his best friends. There's a number you can call to help him and hundreds like him. We'll give you that number during the news. And finally, you could call it tenant with benefits. A Florida landlord made a sex-for-rent deal with a female tenant. One of them is now in jail. We'll tell you which one at the bottom of the hour when we have the full newscast.
Okay, well, it's not me, I can tell you that. All right, when we return, Sandy Carnback joins us with a special message about medical foster homes. So stay with us, because after data mining the NSA's database, we discovered that there's really no place more interesting to go than right here, and that's a bell ringer.
Ain't got no home, I know place wrong.
Concerned about your future, don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and housing heffy still after all these years with a message for those ready to purchase their piece of the American dream. You know, if you're looking to buy a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in Reach's annual education membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. Reach's Credit Management Workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why they bundled 2 free credit checks in this program per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $250. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right? You know I did. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks today at Reach toll-free and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. That number, of course, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or, again, the conventional method of dialing 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. That number toll-free, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that's a Reach promotional routine gone wild, I guess. Our first guest today is the program coordinator for the Palm Beach County Medical Foster Home Program. For the past 4 years, she has participated in a variety of clinical settings, including mental health programs and substance abuse treatment centers. She is currently a national mentor and trainer for the Veterans Administration's Medical Foster Home Program. And to boot, she's a patient-centered care champion at the West Palm Beach Veterans Administration. Sandy Carnback, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. Glad to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity to tell you about this wonderful program we have.
Well, thanks for taking your Saturday and hanging out with us. You know, we're kind of weird over here at Reach Radio, but, you know, we like it that way. You know, I see that you're a licensed clinical social worker as well. What's that involve?
We are licensed by the state of Florida, so we can provide individual therapy, groups, family counseling, assessments, interventions. We work at hospitals. We can work in a variety of settings.
I also see that you, you're a certified mediator and a domestic violence and anger management trainer. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Well, I say that in jest, but I know that the vets returning and the folks that are coming from the war zone areas and everything, they probably do have a lot of issues. What's that like, having to manage that?
Actually, it's an honor to work with them. That was a job I had a few years ago as well, and it was just an honor to welcome them back, and it's a privilege.
All right. You must have dealt with some pretty freaky issues, right?
Well, everyone has challenges.
Was it the word freaky?
Not at all. Not at all. They're truly heroes. They really are. Oh. And it's a pleasure to serve them.
Absolutely. Well, I know. I have a couple of buddies that hung out over there. And yeah, it's a big it's a big drain from your brain, and trying to readjust is the biggest issue. So it's a good thing that we have programs like yours that helps them out. So tell us a little about the medical foster home. What's that about?
Yes, okay. This is a wonderful family care program where our medically needy veterans move into private homes in the community, and the caregivers take care of them. And it's an alternative to a nursing home. The goal is to try to keep them out of facilities if they really don't need to be in a facility setting, and they would prefer to be in a home-like environment, but they just can't take care of themselves. So, you know, they just need more care. It's a wonderful alternative to a nursing home.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We have 11 foster homes in Palm Beach County, and we have 8 in Port St. Lucie.
Wow, and these are just private homeowners, right, that have opened their homes to the vets?
These are private homeowners who have a ton of caregiver experience. We screened them very carefully. They are all certified nursing assistants or licensed practical nurses, which is not a requirement of the program, but we had in South Florida, we had great people to choose from, so we just picked the best of the best. And they usually are a husband and wife team, mm-hmm. and they also have to have backup caregivers. And how it works is the veterans, I tour the home, so I show the veterans the home or their families. We also have the caregivers meet the veterans wherever they are, too, so they can get to know each other. And I show them a few homes and see if it's something they like. And if they do, we select a home, then we select a room, and then we move them in.
What a fantastic idea. You come up with this all by yourself?
Oh, no. It started in Little Rock, Arkansas, uh-huh. As a pilot program, and it grew across the VA, and we were fortunate enough to start up our program at the end of 2010, so we've been doing it for about 4 years now.
Wow. It's almost like an adoption program.
It actually is. The veterans move in with these families, and they become part of the family, and it's the most beautiful thing to see when they move in. Maybe they've been living alone for a while, or maybe, you know, their family's out of town. Everybody has a unique experience, but it's wonderful to see them bond with the caregivers, and the caregivers just take such good care of them. They provide everything, the food, laundry, transportation, the cooking, the cleaning, of course, 24-hour care and supervision, and they become part of a family.
Wow. Who qualifies for a program like that?
Who qualifies is, well, first of all, the veterans are paying for room and board. So the veterans need to be financially able.
Right.
And that national guideline is between $1,500 a month to $3,000. And we negotiate on behalf of the veteran what they can comfortably afford. We negotiate that for them. And then they have to want to live in a private home setting. You know, some veterans might prefer more activities in a facility or more people around, but if they want something a little quieter, a little smaller, we only allow 3 patients in each foster home, so we keep it very small. If that's something that they like, then it's a wonderful fit.
And I would imagine it also depends on their needs, right, if they have special needs.
That's right. They have to be medically needy. They have to need the caregiver for 24 hours. They have to be considered what's called nursing home level.
Okay.
Or so, maybe they're in an assisted living facility, but they really need more care, and they don't want to go to a nursing home. That's when we can be most helpful to them.
Wow. What a fantastic idea. I can't believe we haven't heard about that until now, and it's been around for 4 years. Shame on us, right?
Well, the best part about it is, in addition to the veteran getting a caregiver's services, the VA home-based primary care team follows the veterans at the home. So the doctor, the nurse practitioner, the registered nurse, the therapist, the dietitian, the social worker, everybody goes to the foster home and visits the veteran at the home and provides care right there, with the exception of emergencies. We can pretty much provide whatever they need in their home, so that really helps them out with having to go to a bunch of appointments and everything.
Wow.
So there's a whole team following them.
The house call has come back. That's great.
The house call has come back, and this really is the wave across the country of medical care. This really is the way to do it.
Well, I would imagine there has to be someone out there listening that would say, how do I do this? How do I get involved in that? And I'll tell you more about that after this break, but you write this number down and you'll be able to get a hold of Sandy. It's 561-422-1239, or you can go to www.va.gov and find out about the program. When we return, Sandy Carnback will tell us what it takes to qualify as a homeowner and as a caregiver. So stand by, because Reach Radio is about ready to open the next door. It's hardly ever locked, but we do have the proper key nonetheless. You just press this little button right here, and then the bell rings.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. Reach is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. Reach is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, honoring our veterans at home and abroad this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for your service, and thank you for keeping the American dream alive and well. Well, it looks like the flux capacitor on Professor Peabody's Wayback Machine indicates that Sandy Carnback is still with us. How'd that happen? You made it through the break. We appreciate you hanging on there. All right, so now we're going to – what a fantastic idea. We were just sitting here through that break talking about this program and how we've not heard of it, and we have a couple other special guests here that from the veterans from South Florida, Wounded Warriors, and we might have to hook you guys up. This sounds like a pretty dang good deal. So
that'd be wonderful.
Oh, yeah. They do some wonderful things, too. We'll hear from them shortly. But I guess now the big question is, if I wanted to become a medical foster home, I guess, what are the requirements for the people that own the homes?
Okay. Well, first of all, they have to give us a call at that main number, and our program support will do a phone screening, and then we put them on a list. As you can imagine, this is South Florida, so we do get a high volume of calls of folks wanting to be caregivers. But we do a phone screening. They have to have a lot of caregiver experience. They have to be financially stable. They have to have a nice home. Our homes are absolutely beautiful.
Right.
They have to have very good references. They have to be physically able to provide care. Their home has to pass all of the state of Florida fire code standards.
Right, and probably OSHA, right?
We do a lot of inspections. So their house has to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be friendly, home-like atmosphere. They have to work well with people because there will be a whole team from the VA following these veterans.
Right.
And then we have 2 mandatory caregiver trainings a year. They have to be CPR and first aid certified. There's a lot that's required, but the right people will keep trying, and we put them on a list, and we get back to them as soon as we have an opening.
Right. And do they need any special medical equipment in the house, or what other materials would they need?
Yeah, the VA will typically provide that for the patient as they move in. They'll come and do an assessment, and they'll typically order whatever the veterans need. So a typical foster home visit, you will see ramps, you will see grab bars, you might see a Hoyer lift. We work with hospice, so they provide wonderful care as well, so we work together with them. But we do try to keep the foster home looking like a private home and not a facility.
Right, so the neighbors wouldn't have an idea, right, other than there's a couple extra people hanging around.
Right. We want our veterans to always have confidentiality and privacy, of course.
So right now you have 19 homes in Palm Beach and Martin County?
We have 11 in Palm Beach.
Right.
And 8 in Port St. Lucie. That's right.
Wow.
And I know.
that's a good start. And are you not to capacity, I would imagine? You probably need more caregivers and more homes, right?
Yeah, we do. We do have a few beds available right now in each area. And then as we fill up, then we'll start looking down the road. We'll start looking for some new caregivers, sure.
Right. Well, let me do a shameless promotion for you. 561-422-1239 is the number to call if you would like to become a caregiver and have some wounded warriors, I guess, spend some time with you. Or you could check out www.va.gov. And is there, I guess, on that website they can learn more about the program and what they need to do to qualify?
Yeah, I would just suggest just typing in the search box medical foster home, and there's a wealth of information.
That's absolutely fantastic. And now you say, just to be clear on this, the person that is receiving the care. I was trying to think of a good name for them.
Sure.
They pay to live in the home. Is that correct?
Yes. The veterans pay room and board
right
directly to the caregiver, and then the VA provides all of the home-based primary care and what they need to make that a successful placement.
Right. And I believe you said they paid somewhere around $800 to $1,300 a month or something. Is that right?
It's $15,000 to $3,000.
Oh, $15,000 to $3,000.
That's the guideline that we try to stay in. Uh-huh. It's a national guideline.
Yeah. Yeah. And that also includes the caregiving. So you're not just hanging on you're not renting a room is what I'm trying to say. You've got
absolutely. It's wonderful. And, nursing home level care, assisted living facility can get very, very expensive. And so it's a pleasure to be able to give them an option that's, more affordable, something they can comfortably, pay for. And the caregivers are happy to work at home as well. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, that's why now you're in a home where you've got people that will actually help you and care for you. They're not just there to make the buck because they know what they're doing when they get involved in the program, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for enlightening us. I tell you, I don't think I've ever heard of such a program, and I love it. I think it's absolutely great. And if you would like to learn more about this program, the Medical Foster Home, call 561-422-1239 or visit the website at va.gov, www.va.gov. And like Sandy said, type in the Medical Foster Home in a search box, and you'll have it. Sandy, thanks so much for taking your time and spending it with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a happy and safe weekend.
Yeah, great. We'll have you back again. We'll check out some more stuff. All right. We are about to launch the second half of Reach Radio. Directly after the news, Lieutenant General Robert Schoberg, sir, will bring us up to date on the Wounded Warriors of South Florida and what their organization does to help out our vets. After that, our house segment covers the rising cost of food and how to avoid the increases. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, transmitting from the tainted tower of twisted steel and copper antennas, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our self-inflicted, dealer-approved, and factory-guaranteed news guy, Steve Cody.
I'm glad you said all that.
That hurt.
Hi, everybody. Here's the news. Vince Larkin, who is the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches and a frequent guest on the Reach Radio Show, is filing a federal lawsuit in what they're calling one of the most egregious examples of housing discrimination that they've ever seen. Two local housing complexes are demanding to see children's report cards as a condition for residence. Sonoma Bay, a 302-unit townhome development, and Marsh Harbor, a gated community of 402 townhomes and villas, is requiring parents to provide copies of their children's report cards when they submit rental applications. Both complexes, built by the Coral Gables-based Cornerstone Group, are across Congress Avenue from each other. In addition, both require that anyone under the age of 18 be in their homes or on the back porch after sunset. There isn't any apparent exception for school or church activities or work, according to Janelle Bird. She's the Washington attorney who's actually filing the lawsuit on behalf of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. Exactly how Sonoma Bay and Marsh Harbor use those report cards is unclear. In rental applications, both developments require, quote, school ID report cards and birth certificates for every person under the age of 18. Now, they might be just confirming that a child is in school rather than actually analyzing their grades or their conduct marks, but either way, the requirement is apparently illegal under the Fair Housing Act, which prohibits discrimination based on age and family status, among other things. Kids can legally drop out of school before they're 18. They can also be homeschooled at any age. The Fair Housing Center is asking a judge to throw out those requirements. Further, they're asking for compensation for the agency, and if people who were subjected to those requirements step forward, they too could get some compensation. As rental rates and home values escalate, buying is becoming a better option for many people. According to the first quarter report from Zillow, in Palm Beach County, buying a home is actually cheaper than renting it after 1.3 years. In Broward County, it's 1.1 years. The break-even point is less than a year in some of our local communities, including Lake Worth, where it's only 6 months, Green Acres, 7 months, Lake Park, 9, Lauderhill, 6 months, Tamarack, 7, and Coconut Creek, 9. Among the 35 largest metro areas nationwide tracked by Zillow, the Tri-County South Florida area has the fourth shortest break-even point at 1.2 years. Orlando is 1 year, Tampa is a year and a month. While real estate agents and analysts say that consumers should still look at homeownership as a long-term investment, this Zillow data shows that some people planning to stay in an area only for a few years would be better off buying than renting. Representative Keith Ellison and Senator Richard Blumenthal have introduced legislation in both the House and the Senate known as the Permanently Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act. This legislation extends current protection for tenants whose landlords are in foreclosure and adds an important enforcement mechanism. Thanks to the current PTFA, bona fide tenants can now stay in their homes for the remainder of the lease or for at least 90 days, whichever is longer. However, the PTFA includes a sunset provision, which means unless Congress takes action, the PTFA will expire on December 31st. Now, there is something you can do to get Congress moving. You can get your senators or your representatives' contact information by calling the Congressional Switchboard. The phone number is 877-210-5351, 877-210-5351. A Palm Beach County U.S. Air Force veteran says he's doing everything he can to get back on his feet. It hasn't been easy considering how former Sergeant Jack Vigil is trying to care for others. He's not living alone. Four dogs and a cat can be found resting comfortably in the cab of the rental truck that he's living in. Sergeant Vigil admits that they could all use a bath and a haircut. These days the animals are Vigil's co-pilots. He says they're his support system to help him deal with the symptoms of PTSD that he's been dealing with ever since his time in combat in the Middle East. Since getting a medical discharge from the military, he's been looking for steady employment. He hopes to find it before what little money he has is gone and the rental truck has to be returned. He says nobody foresees something like this happening. It just happens. The animals are being cared for by the Justin Bartlett Animal Rescue based in Palm Beach County. They've stepped forward to take care of the dogs. If you know somebody like Sergeant Vigil, or if you are a homeless veteran, you can learn more by calling 877-4-AID-VET. You can be connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the VA's service to overcome or prevent homelessness for yourself or for a veteran. A North Naples woman identified as Allison Ann Hicks allegedly had a sex-for-rent pact with her 82-year-old landlord when he was in town, which prohibited her from having relations with any other men while he was out. So she reportedly planned a little revenge. He kicked her out when she did cheat on him. Hicks called 911, claiming the landlord was at Applebee's and about to get in his car, too drunk to drive. Then she called 911 a second time to report that the man was trying to come into her home and was harassing her. Deputies arrested her because they said she made false claims of a vindictive nature in her first call. The second call resulted in having a 5 patrol cars speeding through heavy traffic to her home for what they falsely believe was life-threatening. Allison Hicks now has a new home, though. She's in the Naples jail, and that's the news.
And that's where they go, right? You know, I was thinking of anything to say about that story, but I just think I'm going to leave it alone.
That's, good idea.
That's
called Tenants with Benefits.
Tenants with Benefits. There's got to be a better acronym than that. All right. Well, our next guest graduated from West Point Military Academy with a Bachelor of Science degree, and during his active military career, he went on to earn his Master's degree in Business Administration, attending New Mexico State University and the National War College in Washington, D.C. Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg, sir, welcome back to Reach Radio. Glad to have you here again.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I had to put that sir on there because of our show producer, Rick. He was saying, you have to respect these guys. And, well, of course, of course. Well, I'm glad you chose today to come in and talk to us about your program, because I know you do some wonderful things. And for the folks that are listening and haven't heard anything about it, tell us a little bit about the Wounded Warriors of South Florida.
Well, thank you, Alan. The Wounded Warriors of South Florida is an organization that is set up to try to help the temporary emergency needs that our service veterans that have been in Iraq or Afghanistan since 9/11 have come back and had problems getting adjusted physically and mentally to the situations. And the emergency needs could be they're going to lose their rent from their apartment. They're not going to be able to pay their
electric
mortgage, and the utilities of gas, water, and electric could be shut off. They have a car, but it needs parts or, you know, insurance or things that we can help on a daily basis. Food on the table, trying to make sure that they can get their car to work. And so on and so forth. Man, if they move in and they don't have any furniture, we have a starter kit that we can help
nice.
With. And we try to do with Home Depot and Lowe's some home repairs for some of them, but it takes time to get that organized.
Right. And when you say emergency services, not just money, right? You also provide other services?
Well, the furniture, for example,
right.
And so on. But what we do is we have to have the Veterans Administration take a look at these people and make sure that they're eligible for service-connected disabilities, number one, and two, that their discharge document, a DD Form 214, is in the proper shape and is authentic, and it's a good discharge. And so with that, we can help the people as their needs come up.
What about employment? Is that one of the toughest problems that the vets have when they return? I'm not talking about the ones that are capable and able to work. They may have a problem getting employment. What about the ones that really aren't capable? Is there anything they can do?
There are some veterans organizations that just kind of specialize in that area of trying to find employment. We don't do that, but we certainly applaud those that are out there trying to find jobs for them. A number of employers now realize the value of some of these veterans, and they just know that from their experiences and background, discipline, what have you, they make very, very good employees. And once they get back on their feet, they're good people to hire.
Right. Yeah, they're not broken. They just had an experience, and they're dealing with it. And if anything, you would think, because of the military structure itself, they're well-organized. They know how to plan their day. They know how to do things.
Yes.
So it would be an advantage for an employer to bring on a vet.
Well, it certainly is. And you know, when you think of all the people on active duty in the National Guard and the Reserves are less than 1% of our population, and it's a volunteer situation since 1972, the least I think our country can do is help these people when they come back to get them back on their feet, get them jobs, and get them back into the society, because they certainly earned that by going and doing what the Commander-in-Chief has asked them to do.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said earlier, thank you for your service and for keeping the American dream alive.
Yes.
What area do you cover with South Florida Wounded Warriors?
That's a very good question. When you go north of Vero, there's a VA center just beyond that. And then from that center all the way over to Tampa down to Marco. And on this side, we go all the way to Key West. So it's a big area, Al. And,
so you're driving around a lot, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're working with liaison officers in these various areas to help us with the VA, local VAs that are out there. Each month, we are giving a total of about $18,000 before we start out that we give money to the VA centers, six VA centers and two just vet centers here in Palm Beach County to help them as these people come in and need money for food, clothing, gas, and so on and so forth to keep them going.
Well, Wounded Warriors of South Florida is a nonprofit organization, right?
Absolutely, a 501c3. All our board members are volunteers. Our administrative overhead with our tax document for this last year was 9%. So that what that means is 91 cents out of the dollar went to help the veteran.
Yeah.
And we want to try and keep it below 15% every year. We work hard on that because I think it's very important that we get as much back to them. But the area is big. We have a lot of people. I think Florida right now, for all veterans throughout the states, ranks about number three for having veterans living in the state. And so you can imagine the nice areas here in South Florida. We've got a good population and so on. So we're trying to work hard with them. And we've got some very generous people that are out there helping us and working with us and so on and so forth.
So what's your phone number? How do we get a hold of you if we...
The phone number, and thank you for asking, is 561-855-4207. And our website is www.OFSF.org.
Okay. And I'm making note of that. So, okay, www.O, that's not zero, that's OFSF. That's of South Florida, right?
Yep. Wounded Warriors of South Florida. So you just take the first initial of and dot org.
That's it. And 561-855-4207 if you would like to call them on the phone. So give us an example of one of your more passionate success stories. I know you've got them.
Well, you know, I'd like to give you a couple of them, but just the first one would be a Marine enlisted person was
Not a problem.
and was medically evacuated back to the States, and while he was recovering, went ahead and continued to work on finishing his college degree. He did that. He decided he wanted to become an officer, applied for Marine Officer Basic School, was accepted, became a commissioned officer. 2 years later, he's back in Afghanistan, and he's leading a convoy and a large improvised explosive device, an IED, picked up his vehicle and put it up in the air. He lost his hearing, had shrapnel on his back, wounded all over, was medically evacuated back and medically separated from the service, but a great individual. And when he got out of getting treated medically, his house had been trashed during this period, and so people helped tile the floors, paint everything, do all those kind of things, provide food cards for him. Then his car needed repair, so we put that in to get it repaired, found out it would take 30 days, and so we rented a car for him. The end, they got the car back, and after a couple of weeks, it went out again, and they just said it was not economically repairable. So some good donors stepped forward, and a bunch of things happened, and now he pays a little bit each month, and now he's got a 2012 four-door car that's got all the guarantees. And
thank you.
And he's stepped up to a next higher job, and so he's doing very, very well. If I have time for a second
You certainly do. We love hearing these stories.
We found an individual that had been living on the beach for about 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, and actually, it isn't years; it's months.
Okay, I was gonna. That's a long time.
I'm thinking of something else.
Is the sunblock included?
It must have been. But
10 months is a long time.
So we a lot of people step forward, and the VASH program that the VA has for supportive housing got them a place to stay. And we got food cards, gas cards, and then before the kids started school, we had four children. We sent them money so that they could get clothes and school books and paper and everything so that they could do this thing. And, there are people out there trying, and what we like to see is when we can help them on an emergency need, they quickly try to get back on their feet and get on their own and keep going.
Yeah, because someone's showing interest in them. You had a marvelous career. I've read through your bio. You've done a lot of things, and you came out okay. So where's your passion? Where's your drive? What makes you want to do this? I mean, you came out all right. So
Well, you know, my time for the conflict was two tours in Vietnam, and of course, when we came back then, there was the Vietnamese war was not popular at all.
Not at all.
And there were not a lot of good medical things going on for the people. There was no PTSD help or anything like that. So I saw all that, and now when I look at it now from a different perspective, I think if it's just my son or daughter that's out there and needed help, you know, and we could find ways to help their emergency needs, it motivates us. And all 10 members of our board, they're all volunteers. Believe me, they're motivated in the same way, and so we're working on a lot of charity events to raise the money.
You have anything coming up real quick? We've got about 10 seconds left.
We got three things, a fishing tournament called the Bonita Blast up in Port Salerno on August 23rd. We have a pig out, which is going to be at PGA National on 31 August, 18 food trucks, a beer tent, music, good-looking cars like Lamborghinis and you name it. And we're going to have a Wounded Warrior Ball on 15 November at PGA National. And plan that date, save it, and come on out. And it's going to be a great event.
Well, here's the way to do that. Call 561-855-4207 and ask about these dates. Or you can visit the website, www.ofsf.org. And General, sir, we thank you for coming in and giving us your time. It's been very informative. And, hey, we've had you on before. We're going to have you back again. So thank you.
Well, Alan, thank you.
All right. Thanks for helping us celebrate veterans
and thank
everywhere.
You.
All right. Great. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. This home is located in Stuart, Florida. That's 4838 Southeast Florida Street, to be exact. If Stuart is the place you want to live in, this is the house for you. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath house. It's been totally redone, refurnished, and repainted. You know what? You can go to Google Maps and locate this property and see for yourself. It's 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart, Florida, 34994. Just check that out in Google Maps, and you can have a look for yourself. It's a great location. It has FHA, VA, and conventional financing available. And by the way, they'll also take cash. You've heard Steve talk about the cash buyers for quite some time, and they do that. Now, again, that's 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart, Florida. Google it and check it out. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. You know, we've said this before, and even me, the one who doesn't get tired of saying it again and again, we would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday on a Reach Radio show. We appreciate your company, and I know guys like Lloyd, guys like Bobby and Tim up in Jacksonville that listen to us every single week. We appreciate you tuning in, and we invite you to visit our Reach Radio show website at reachradioshow.com. Check out our home of the week, and you could also listen to past shows. And now, boom, our house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
All right. Now it's our house segment. And our show producer has racked up some tips, tasty tips, for avoiding the cost, the rising cost of food. What's going on with that, Rick?
Alan, it's amazing. The rise in food costs lately has really been astounding. Citrus has been really affected. Grapefruit farmers currently battling citrus greening, a disease that has devastated Florida's citrus crops, including oranges. The disease is spread by an insect that causes citrus trees to slowly die as fruit drops from the tree prematurely and is unripened. Grapefruit has gone up 22% in the last 4 years. Oranges also being affected. This disease that has hit citrus growers hard has causing a lower supply, which leads to increased prices. Since the start of 2010, the price for navel oranges has risen 35%. Much of the increase was just in the last year, though. Consumer prices for oranges rose 23%. Out of a total of 166 million boxes of oranges, 110 million come from Florida. We're getting hurt.
Wow.
Chicken, four-year change, up 22%. Beef and pork prices continue to rise. Consumers now are buying more chicken, about $1.54 a pound. But long-term forecasts indicate Americans will consume even more chicken in the future while curbing their intake of beef and pork. Turkey's gone up 24% in the last 4 years, 10% in the last year. Wine's gone up about 8%. It's about $10.75 a liter now. Consumer prices for wine have risen 25% between January 2010 and this March. But it's unclear whether the spike was due to supply and demand forces.
Yeah, my wine is usually 13%. So
yes.
Know.
I hear wine all the time. Take me to dinner.
Oh,
margarine up to $2.11 a pound because of the inclusion of trans fats in the margarine. Peanut butter is up to $2.71 a pound. Coffee up to $5 a pound. Brazil is suffering a very bad drought right now. Ground beef, as we know, not only tainted, but is jumping in price 35% in the last 4 years. Last year, about a 10% increase. Bacon, sorry to tell you, is up about 13% from a year ago. Our best information to you is to shop carefully. Look for coupons online. Look for coupons in the newspaper. Save money. Shop carefully. Maybe eat a little less, too.
Yeah, so that's how you do it? That's how we avoid that?
Yeah, just keep your eyes open. Watch the prices.
Well, when we return, Pat Tracy joins us with the latest developments on aid to veterans and their dependents. So give us just a little more time, and our love will surely grow, because Pat is the chairman of the board. Woohoo!
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on the top of things that you want most, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. It's on Sunday, this June 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about their first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs that they have to offer. Their Credit Builder workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call them at 855-48-REACH. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And that's our Reach pre-approved message for home ownership. Joining us now on the phone is the chairman of the board, as we said earlier, or the chief cook and bottle washer over at Reach, Pat Tracy. Pat, welcome again to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Alan.
It sounds good.
We're
having a great day. We've had some great guests on so far, and you know, of course, Lieutenant Shelberg, he's Lieutenant General Shelberg, sir. I have to include that in there because of who he is. But great information, great show. And we know that our warriors out there that are coming back, our vets, are in good hands because we have good people like him and Sandy, of course, at the VA Center.
Right. We We do, and I have some further information. So in case everyone doesn't get all the information, let me give you a website before I go forward.
Okay.
It's aplaceformom.com, and it's a free service. And we all know, I guess, basically about VA pensions, that some are eligible, some that are receiving Social Security, disability, supplemental income, a patient in a nursing home, somebody who's totally and permanently disabled at 65 or older with limited income that served in wartime, which would be World War II, the Korean conflict, the Vietnam War, and the Gulf War. And the years are quite substantial. They go past the time we think the war ended. So the government's very liberal there in wartime service. But besides the VA disability, there's a thing that I found out from personal situation. There's a VA aide and attendance. Now, my husband's sister's husband served in the military. He passed away, so we have a widow with limited income, and we were looking to help her. And in my search, I came across this aid and attendance program, which is absolutely wonderful. It helps widows and veterans and gives them monies to stay in a assisted living or at home with home care. There's a little bit of criteria, but it's something that will give them up to about $13,000 more a year. Which I think is a wonderful thing. The details are on aplaceformom.com. But I want to give you one little illustration on their paperwork example.
Okay.
It says, Jane is the surviving spouse of a veteran who lives alone in a large house in an upscale neighborhood. She has serious mobility problems from arthritis and looking for financial aid. Her income is $1,500 a month from Social Security, and she has no savings and assets, but she does have a home worth $300,000, and she would be approved for this AIDS and dependents because they don't count your house and they don't count your car. So it's something the VA can also assist with this, but I don't think it's readily known because the people I've talked to that need this help didn't know it was there. It is also for able-bodied veterans with very low income. So you can be an able-bodied, not ill veteran with an income under $1,037 a month and also qualify in for this assistance. So I think it's important that we know that it's there for those that have served in wartime. We get the information and apply. And what we found out is the home my sister-in-law is in, they would go ahead and finance this until it comes through because it's all retroed once you file.
Right.
Then those months will be retroed in, so they will finance that so she could go ahead and get into the home while you're working on getting the approval.
Fantastic. Let's get that website one more time. It's www.aplaceformom.com. Well, that's all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. And hat tips to our veterans and their families and loved ones who are enduring the time away. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. Be sure and tell your friends about the show. It'll make you feel a lot better about yourself, and we'll get some more listeners. So remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't